Hello, legacy members. So if you're on this call, you are one of our legacy members, which means that you've been here for over a year. And that means you get to raise your hand to get coached on anything that you would like. It can be life coaching, it can be weight loss coaching, it really can be anything you want. If you were on the last call and you heard that Logan is traveling to see my mother today on his own for the first time, he's flying down to Florida. He is officially on the plane, so we know that we can drop him off. He can get on the plane by himself. I know y'all must think I'm pathetic because I'm just like, I don't know. It's hard for me. I just remember that baby for all these years. Like if y'all knew how when he was smaller, I didn't even think he would talk, much less ever drive. I just thought if he could just live with us for the rest of his life and like when he first got diagnosed, if he could just be functional, that was like the big dream I had. And, it's still to this day, it's just a lot of that, what they call the cognitive dissonance. Like in my mind, I just think like he needs help. He's this, he's that. I have to really work hard at that. Chris has a completely different outlook than I do. But anyway, he's doing good. We had a good talk this morning and he's ready to see his grandma. Or Mammy. And I think you'll have a good time. So, all right, Coach Lizzie is on stage. So she will be in the Q&A and she will be in the chat with y'all. And then let's get Natalie pulled up. Sandy, you sound like me. All three of my kids are going on planes with. From Minnesota to Hawaii, and I'm terrified, could lose my whole family if something happens. That sounds like something I was talking to my friend Jane this morning. So she did a half marathon yesterday. In the last two races, she's been injured in both of them. Like both times had an injury. And so that's all I'm remembering, right? Well, she does not text me yesterday. Like the last thing I heard was, I'll text you when I'm done. Well, last night I ain't heard a word from her. This morning I wake up, I ain't heard a darn word from her. I thought, oh God, she has hurt herself. Something's going on. Todd didn't text me. Like my brain went to the shitter. So I texted and I said, hey, like I haven't heard from you. I'm just checking in. I'm just like my mother. And I was like, this is what my mom does. It's like, I haven't heard from you in a few hours. You must be dead on the street somewhere. All right, Natalie, what are we coaching on?
Hello, nice to meet you. This is my first time coaching with you. Yeah, so I've been here since 2021 and doing well overall, I guess. Last year I lost 15 pounds and I realized in January that I was like 20 pounds away from my final goal and I sort of like freaked out a little bit and I like remember
Why?
because I think I've been trying to lose weight since I don't know. I was 9 years old. So,
But
like,
what does that make you freak out? Why is that? That's not a cause for freak out. Why did you freak out?
because I was like, then what? I don't know. It was like scary to think about.
Why
And
is it
I
still
don't
scary
know.
to think about losing 20 pounds?
I guess the idea that, like, maybe I wouldn't be trying to lose weight anymore. And I've been, sorry, trying
This
to
is
do
why I
that.
wanted to ask this question because I'm pretty sure you are bringing me some bullshit that does not have anything to do with this. And this is what's driving probably your bullshit. Okay,
Yeah. I
so
don't
what's
know. I
coming
just,
up? Why are you so upset?
it's just like something that I've been trying to do my whole life. And so I guess the idea that like you might have actually done something that you've wanted to do for so long and like learning to, I guess, heal my relationship with food and eating. And, there's always just people with opinions and comments and things like that, and the idea that like I've done it for me and for no one else, and that I feel really good about what I've been doing since I joined OBS. I don't know, it just seemed scary to think that holy shit, I did it. I don't know.
But why is it scary? Why would it be scary to actually do the thing that you said you want to do? What's so scary about it? Like, let's really figure this out because if you don't figure this out, you're going to pause and put the brakes on trying to lose weight, because now it's like, once you think about this, every pound will just be bringing you to a like an uglier and uglier fear that you have.
Yeah. And I think that's what's happened since this happened in January, is that I gained 5 pounds and I'm back down two. Then I was on vacation for 2 weeks, so I haven't weighed in since then, so I don't know where I'm at the
But
moment.
why is it scary to lose 20 pounds and be at your goal? What's going to
Because
happen?
nothing's gonna happen.
But what is the irrational fear in your brain that's going to happen? Because something is going to happen in your mind.
I think that I will just screw it up. Like, I don't know, that like I might get there and then one day wake up and be back at the beginning, which I realize is not how that works, right? I'm not just gonna gain 75 pounds back and overnight, but I just feel like holy shit, what happens then? What if I just it all just I don't know. I just feel like, what if it
So
just
let's
all comes
go there.
back?
Let's say you get to your goal and you're there. And so, what could happen to make you gain weight back?
I overeat, I guess.
Okay. So, are we doing that now?
Yep.
So, that's already happening. So, your biggest fear has already come to life. You're
Yep.
already overeating now. And
Yeah.
right now, we're just overeating in a way that doesn't even allow us to experience the moment we landed our goal weight. And it's also, we're overeating in case we end up overeating one day.
Yeah. Yes. It makes no sense. You
It makes perfect sense. That's how the brain works. It's like, oh my God, like you're likely to regain all your weight back, or you're going to get there. And you're not going to be able to keep it off. So I know what we should do. If your biggest fear is overeat, let's overeat now
And
at
just
this place where we're used to it. Because if we do it then, we might be devastated.
right.
And it's like, so right now, I'll just be afraid to be devastated.
Yeah. And that's, I've just been there for like since like January. And I've been trying to journal. I've written to ask coaches, but I just feel that, yeah, I just feel scared.
Yeah. But I like just take a moment to just recognize the only reason why I'm scared is I'm scared I will get to my goal weight and I'll overeat. I'm already overeating now. My worst fear is already coming true. I'm not even giving myself the chance to see if I'm wrong about that. What if you get there? Because you overcame all the reasons you overeat and you don't need to.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that at all?
No.
Because if I had to guess, the only way you would get to your goal weight is by overcoming the reasons you overeat now.
Right. And that's what I've been working on since I've been here.
So let me ask you this. When you hit your goal weight, why would you be overeating then?
I don't know. That's what I
We'll take a
feel like
guess.
it's not like I'm restricting myself or like doing anything crazy that like when I get there that I'm gonna like all of a sudden be like I need all the things, because I'm eating the things I want to now. So I don't, it's not like I think I'm trying to do this in a way that I want to do, right? Like I'm trying to eat now how I want to eat forever. So it's not
So
like I'm
that's good to know. How does that feel when you say, you know, this time when I get to go away, I won't get there deprived. I won't land there not ever being around the foods I love. Like this time when I get there, it'll be different than it's been in the past. How does that feel when you think that?
It feels better, but it also feels like disbelief. Like I don't almost don't believe it. Like I still almost think like sometimes I forget that I even got this far. Like it almost feels like, oh, like I forget that like you have been doing this and you did lose 50 pounds. Sometimes I feel like I'm just still at the beginning and this is all just like playing a joke on myself. Just so dumb.
Yeah, that's because you're allowing yourself to think that this could all go away without your consent.
Yeah.
Instead of the only way this could go away is if for some reason, I guess I get put into a coma and fed ding dongs for 6 months. And I wake up and I'm like, shit, 75 pounds are back.
Yeah, that would suck. At least with not with ding dongs, please. I'll have to tell my husband, make it pizza or something better.
Well, let's just like, but I want you to think about this. The only reason why it's like it still even feels disbelief is because exactly what you said. I keep forgetting about the work that I've done to get here. I'm not reminding myself that I'm going to get to the end differently than ever before. Like, I don't have one real, actual, believable, like so far you have not been able to tell me one thing that you really believe could happen that when you get to the end, and this is why I will gain all my weight back. Tell me that. Like, what is the reason there's like, well, if I get to the end, this is for sure, I'm for sure going to gain my weight back because this will happen. What is it?
I don't have one. Like, I can't think of one. There isn't like this food that I'm waiting to have when I get there or any, like, there's nothing
So
waiting there for
all
me.
you have to do then is tell yourself, this is an irrational fear and it's okay.
Yeah. It feels so, I feel like it's just been spinning in my head and
It's
I,
been spinning in your head uninterrupted.
yeah.
Like, I want you to think about this. What if for the next 3 months that when that fear tries to bubble up and you're just like, this is that irrational fear again. I literally can't think of one thing that could happen that would make me suddenly gain my weight back.
Yeah, that's what I need to do is just talk back to it versus letting it spin out.
Yeah, because this is the other thing you can't do too. You can't keep trying to lose weight without addressing that.
Yeah.
Because then all that happens is every time you try to lose weight, your brain is like, but it's so scary. You're just going to gain your weight back. And it may not be saying it loud, it may just be under the surface. So it'll cause you to overeat now because it's
Yeah.
like, no, we shouldn't do anything that causes weight loss because that's a real scary thing. So then it
Yeah.
like overreacts to anything you're trying to do right now, even if it's good for you. That's why. No one usually needs more tactics from Corinne. Because let me ask you this. What do you need to do to lose 20 pounds? Like, let's just like, I'm talking about like actual things to do. I'm not talking about like the thinking. We've got that part
Yeah.
addressed. But like, do you actually know what to do to lose the last 20?
Absolutely, yes. It's the same
Yeah.
thing I did to lose the first 50. Yes, like,
Exactly. No one
yes.
needs another tactic.
No.
No one needs another thought in the moment of an urge. Like all of you have all of that. But what y'all usually don't look for are these little things.
Yes, and I feel like that's exactly what has happened is I'm like, oh, let me go. So since that came up in January, I've redid the course. I've done like the modules because I'm like I felt like I was like looking for something, but you're right. I know I don't need another tactic. That's what I need to sort out. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's okay because this is the thing. It's probably good that you did refresh the modules and you do the things. Like, there's nothing wrong with doing that stuff. It's just for you, I want you to know the secret tip. This is how I kind of got to the root real quick is when we say something like, when I did this, or when I set this goal, when this happened, I felt blank. For all of you legacy members, that is the high sign that something's going on in your brain because you can't feel something without a thought. Now, sometimes we feel things so quick, we can't access the thoughts. And I think that's what's been happening. But when y'all want some help on what, like, how do I get to some more root causal things that are slowing me down? I want you to think about where am I saying in life, I feel this way because of this thing, these words being said to me, these events, these goals, like any kind of a triggering fact or circumstance cannot create a feeling without your consent. So we want to look for that. So all I asked her was like, you set a goal to lose 20 and it's freaking you out? Well, that's weird. Because for some people, like me, if I set a goal, all I feel is excited. I can't wait to get started. I start ideating, like all these things, because I'm not sitting there going, oh my God, if you achieve that, you're going to lose it. You're just going to go backward. People are going to think bad things about you. Like if I had those thoughts, like let's just say like about I've had the eternal goal of running a sub 35K forever. I finally let that one go because at this age I'm just like, I don't know, am I going to want to do the work to get there? So now I'm like 35 minutes. I'm like, okay, 35 minutes sounds very reasonable based upon what I would like to train for and how often I would like to train. But if I thought training for 35, like with the 30-minute one, all I could see in my head is I'm likely to get injured. Like, well, that's going to take more time training than I really want to do. No matter how bad I want to do it, it's been a lifelong dream. That's why every time I've ever tried to train for 5K for that time, I've quit because I associate the goal with something dangerous.
Yeah.
So sometimes we can change the goal. Like in this situation, it's not exactly the best example, only because I've changed the goal because I'm like, it's reasonable that I could get hurt. And like my lifestyle right now does not work for me training for anything. Like I need to be able to have 2 days off from workouts every week because I have 2 days full of meetings. I don't want to be working out on those days. I need my energy for my meetings. I need to lift 3 days a week. I have way more interest in this stage of my life of keeping muscle than doing cardio. Like, I just know that's important because I want to one day, I want to fall down at 85 and get back up. I do not want to fall down and need a med alert for somebody to come get my ass because I broke my hip. And then also, I just don't want to work that hard. I'm just at that stage of my life. I really don't want to work it. So I'm willing to let that goal go. Because now I'm not thinking it's going to hurt me. Now I have like a good relationship with it. I'm just like, I don't think you're actually important to me. You're not scary anymore. Now I've just really thought about what my truest needs are. But like for you, if you still really want that one, it's good for you to keep that goal because the only thing that was stopping you is an irrational fear that somehow you're going to lose weight and forget everything you've learned and gain your weight back.
Yeah.
That somehow you would just be going up the scale and not even notice.
Right.
So
Yeah,
now what
no,
do
I
you
definitely
think?
felt that way, that it was just like I would just wake up one day and my pants won't fit again, which.
No, and a lot of us tell ourselves that's what happens, except this is what I always know with regains. Everybody knows it's happening.
Right.
We might ignore it and eat over it, but it ain't like it's a big fucking secret.
Right.
We start noticing, like, oh gosh, I think my pants are starting to get a little tight. Oh, it's okay. We'll start tomorrow. So that's what you want to tell yourself is like, you know what? If I start gaining weight, I bet you I do know.
Yeah.
And here's what, and like give yourself safety. Because right now you're afraid, which means your brain is craving what?
Safety.
It wants to feel okay. It wants to feel safe. So now we want to tell our brain, what are you going to do if, let's say you lose your weight, okay?
Okay.
And 2 or 3 weeks goes by and the scale goes up a pound or two each week. And like you look at it and you're like, okay, this is not hormones. I think what I'm doing is I'm going out to eat a little bit more than usual. I'm making excuses to like, it's okay if I break my plan today. And oh, it's okay. We can eat past enough. Like, I'll start again tomorrow. What in that situation could you do for yourself if that started happening?
I guess just what I've done in the past when the scale, right? The scale has never just gone down the whole time I've been here. It's gone up pounds before, right? So it's the same thing you do every time that happens is you look at what do I need to reassess? And generally it's stopping in enough at dinner time or not eating snacks in the evening and like cutting those back down because those are usually the two things that sort of start going awry first.
Yeah,
So it's
that's
no
always
different.
mine too. I'm going to tell you, when my scale starts creeping up, there's one of two things happening. The first one is usually Vegas. Vegas is happening a lot. And I've always made an agreement with myself that in the summer, I'm okay with gaining 5 to 10 pounds because then I work the rest of the year to come back down. And that has just been like a personal agreement that I've made with myself forever. And because I make that agreement with myself and I encourage myself and I just say, like, we're going to go through the summer smart, but you are going to eat more than you normally do. You're probably going to, I'm for sure going to drink more than I normally do. I don't work out as much as I normally do in the summer. So I have like all these things. It's like it would make sense that I would gain weight. But I always have it couched with, I also know when the last trip is. And when the last trip happens, these are the behaviors I'm going to start putting back in and backing out. And I talk to myself a lot about it, normalizing that that's a cycle, normalizing that that's okay. And this is how we're going to, and I learned that through having a vacation protocol. For years, we couldn't go to Vegas, but twice a year. We went for 2 weeks a year. That was all the vacation Chris got, and we burned them up going to Vegas. I mean, this was years and years and years. And when we would go, we just literally played poker, ate fish and chips, ice cream sundaes, nachos, and drank for a solid week. I didn't work out most of the time.
Right.
And every time I was like, I know how it's going to go. I'm going to come home and be up like 5 or 7 pounds. And then when I get home, it's back to what I normally do. I'm not going to get on the scale for like 2 weeks because I know my weight's going to be up. I'm gonna give myself 2 weeks to normalize. And I got real good at that. So now I just kind of do it over the summer because we go like for 3 or 4 days at a time, but
Right.
we go 6 or 7 times during the summer. Then the other thing that could be happening though for me is snacking comes back. And I don't mean I'm actually hungry during the day snacking. I'm talking nighttime, unwinding. I just want a treat. I'm like in a stressful period of my life. And the first thing I notice is snacks will come back after about 3 to 4 weeks. I'm like, I'm up three or 4 pounds because I'm eating at night again. And then that's when I always like, it's really important for me to say, like, and you're good for you for catching it. Not, oh my God, I knew you would do this. This is awful. It's going to be so hard. Like, I don't do the whining. I always say, I'm so proud of you for
Noticing.
recognizing this.
Right.
And in that moment, it's a lot easier for me. It's like, okay, this week, let's try 2 nights without it. And then next week, we'll add one. And the week after that, we'll add one. And then each time I'm watching the scale now not go up. And then I watch it just start going back down. But I give myself time. Like if the scale goes up in 3 or 4 weeks for 3 or 4 pounds, I'm willing to give it 8 to come back down.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to be disappointed in 8 weeks when the scale comes down. But if I try to do it too fast, I know me. I freak out and I feel deprived. And it's too hard. And so I don't do shit. And then the next thing I know, 3 or 4 more pounds is on.
Right.
So the reason I tell you all this is because this is what I want you to see. I have talked to my future self who has regains. Most of y'all go to future self and she's like, she's perfect. Oh my God. Nothing ever bad happens to her. She's thin. Like, no, she still has Problems. Lots of them. Old habits try to come back. Scale motherfucker goes up. She takes vacations. Like, bullshit happens to her. So what I like to do is go to her who's likely to get into trouble and not set her up to have no plan. Because her plan is going to be to freak out unless I think about her now at this, like at your size. And you tell her, like, girl, we know what we're doing. We can handle this. So when you see the scale go up, you're going to be very prepared because I'm preparing you for it. You don't have to like not lose weight right now because I won't help you. I know your life's not going to be perfect. And I think that's what your brain is doing. It's like your brain's like, your life is not going to be near as perfect as you think. So now I'm just going to tell you, you're going to regain all your weight. And you won't even know it
No, I think that's a good point, as I need to talk to that future self more. And we've done it, but right, the scale always fluctuates, and we've done it before. And if it happens, then we know what to do because we've already done it once
Yeah, and
before.
I
So.
would just say, like, here's what we're going to do. Don't just say, like, we know what to do. Like, literally spend some time in your journal and say, I want to go visit my future self in her worst moments. Because that's what your brain is really worried about. When your brain is scared to get there, your brain is saying, I'm already seeing all the problems the future self is going to have. I don't think she can handle it. And I'm so scared she can't handle it. I would rather you just sit tight exactly where you are in your comfort zone, wanting to lose weight and working on it, feeling productive around it. Than for you to get there and to lose it and to be devastated. So I would rather just devastate you a little bit right now rather than experience that. And that's all your brain is saying is like, I'm reading the future wrong. And you have to go in and say, like, here's how we're going to help future self. She's going to be way more equipped. When she regains a little weight, here's how she's going to handle it. Here's how she's going to know. Here's things that she can tell herself. I'm going to prepare her for all these things because I'm experiencing it now. Anyway, who better to ask than present self?
Yeah, that's what I need to do to like calm that thought down.
Yeah. And then just when you start noticing yourself being scared, just saying, like, it's my irrational fears. I don't have to do anything about it in this moment. But that's what my journal's for. When I feel ready to write about it, that's what I'm going to do. Instead of like trying to like overplan right now and consume lots of stuff, I'm just going to write about like what are the things I'm afraid of and how can I reassure my future self and me now that maybe some of this is not true. Okay.
Yes, that was really helpful.
Anything else?
Nope, that was all.
Okay. Good
Thank
luck.
you.
Keep me posted. You know, you
I
get this call
will.
every month. Come back and tell us how things are going, okay?
I will. Thank
All
you.
right. Thank you, Natalie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Melissa? Candy? If you've been half-assing, then I want you to think about what would full-assing look like for you. Like literally, I want you to type it in the chat. Full-assing for the next month would look like this. And let's just make sure that you actually need to do all of that. Because very often when somebody has regained some weight and they think that they need to full-ass it instead of half-ass it, they're worried about the work they're going to have to do. It's either that or you're just so used to beating yourself up now that you don't like. And if you start regaining, if you're beating yourself up, you're not going to want to go back there. Like anytime the beatdowns are happening, like all of you, no one needs a new tactic or a like new thing to do if you're right now half-assing. You need to figure out what it is that you think you need to do and just make sure that's true. But if you're beating yourself up, you for sure don't need any new tactics. You have to stop the beatdowns because it's really hard to feel motivated, determined, willing, patient, or compassionate when you're sitting around tearing yourself apart. That means every time that that part starts, we have to say, like, okay, deep breath. I refuse to treat myself like this anymore. Like, I say that to myself all the time. Like, I don't know if y'all heard this, but my big goal by the time I turn 50, I am the world's largest doubter. I've really noticed how much I doubt myself by just listening to how I talk to myself. And I am giving up doubting the second half of my life. I will no longer doubt myself, which means that every time I catch myself doubting, I'm going to say, like, no, we have no proof we can't do this. I have to go try something to give myself proof that it wouldn't work. We just don't doubt ahead of time anymore. I don't know what's going on in Nolensville. I live in a small town, y'all. When all the sirens are going off, something bad's happening. Just saying. I remember when I was little, I used to live in northern Alabama. If the ambulance ever came to the mountain, there was like a grocery, I mean, when I say grocery store, I mean gas station with a freezer in it. If an ambulance ever came, you would just see all the country houses, everybody standing on their porch, like, what's happening? Whose house are they going to? That's the way I feel now. All right, Melissa, what are we coaching on?
I am 2.5 pounds from Century Club, so yay.
Good
And
for
now what?
you.
So that's something I wanted to do for 20 years, and then I'm like, I'm stuck at like figuring out the next goal. Like,
Well,
yeah,
what do you want it to be? Just give me some ideas.
I have no idea, because so the next one would be only 5 more pounds, because I'm like BMI under 40, right? So that's
So you
like
do have a goal. Why are we acting like we don't know what our goal
well.
is?
That's only
You just.
5 more pounds. Okay, after that.
Okay, then after that, now what? What else do you want to work on?
I don't know, because I'm like, I don't know a size, pant size, like weight. I don't, it's all unknown territory. And I even thought about like weighing 240, and that makes me a little uncomfortable in my belly. So I'm trying to visualize like what that would look like, but I don't. It's just because it's unknown. So maybe it's
Why, but
more.
why do you need to know what it's going to be like? Because that's like saying, I would go for a goal if I had a crystal ball and could figure out how everything's going to be instead of why not just set something, go for it, and see what it's like when you get there.
Yeah. But if it feels uncomfortable, I get like.
If you get there and you don't like it, what do you do?
Well, yeah, like you can go backwards, but I mean, it's just like trying to go for a goal if you are anxious about it. It can
Right,
be.
we just got to figure out why you're anxious.
Yeah, it's just
Like
like
the only
uncharted
thing,
territory.
right, you haven't given me us a good reason to not just go through the anxiousness.
Yeah, maybe
Like
it's I don't know how
saying,
to.
like, okay, I've never driven to the other side of town, even though that's where my mother lives. It's uncharted territory. I'm anxious about the route, so I'm not going to go there. I just won't see her anymore. Would you ever do that?
No.
What would you do?
Probably plan for it and then make a plan of how to drive.
You just fucking drive over there and see if
Yeah.
it's as bad as you thought. Like, you probably wouldn't even
Yeah.
make a plan, to be honest.
Well, you need to make sure you have directions to get there.
Okay, so you plug it into the GPS. This is where we're
Yeah.
going. I still don't know if I'm going to like the route. I don't
Yeah.
know if I'm even going to like our new house. It's uncharted territory. But
Yeah,
just
that's not gonna
imagine, like,
work.
this is what you're saying. It's like, I don't
Yeah,
want to
yeah, yeah.
set a goal and go for it because I can't read the tea leaves of exactly what's going to happen when I get there.
Yeah, see, that's why I realized I like school and things, because you have a class and they lay everything out and you're just like, all right, you do this, then you do that, and you do that. Like I sometimes with like big goals, it's just like if it's not laid out, I have a harder time
Well, then why
with.
don't you just lay out the path?
Yeah, I think that's a struggle, or the piece I struggle with is how
What
to.
is the goal you want? So first of all, we know that like the first part of the problem, I think you're trying to confuse yourself. You
Yeah.
think the problem is if I just had a plan for the goal, then I would feel really good about it. Except you had just told us, but I don't even know what life would be like when I get there. So if I gave you a clear, like, what is a goal that you're terrified of going for because you're just like, I don't know what it'll be like if I when I get there. It's uncharted territory.
I guess I just don't even know what weight like to set as a goal.
All right, how tall are you?
5'7".
All right, how old are you?
I'll be 50 like a month after you, so 49 for a few more months.
Okay, so you and I are the same height.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
Okay.
5'6", you're 5'7", so I'll give you 10 pounds, 160.
Okay. And then I do have the lipedema, so I'm working with insurance, so that'll be probably 20 to 30 pounds off. Just in
Okay,
surgeries.
so
Yeah.
you get to 190.
Okay. Okay.
All right, now we just have a number. Very
Yeah.
easy. It took me and you 20 seconds to come up with.
Yeah. And
Not
I've
that
been working on
complicated,
it all
right?
week.
Okay. So right, you've been just like, oh my God, uncharted dear, like, oh. This is what I want a lot of y'all to do. Rather than like not calling your most of us deep down know what we want. The problem is I'm afraid to say what I want.
Yeah, like it might, yeah, like it, I don't know, it's easier, I guess, if someone else is like, oh yeah, you could do that, or I don't know.
It's not really easier because if you don't believe it, it's never going to be
Yeah.
easy. It's just that I just want you to, all of you to think about this. When you say, I don't even know how to set a goal, that is the world's biggest lie. Because if you're even contemplating that there's something out there for you, that means there's something in you that has a desire. It's wanting more. What normally I don't know when it comes to a go is code for I'm afraid to admit that I want this for these reasons. Sometimes the reasons are I'm afraid to admit that I'm scared I can't do it. I am afraid to admit that it sounds vain. I'm afraid to admit that I'm worried what other people will think. And that's where we can do the work. Like setting goals usually means I'm going to bring up my bullshit that stands in the way of the things I would like for myself.
Yeah.
So when we say, our Melissa's new goal is 190 pounds. And that makes sense because I've got lipedema. I'm going to be working through that. I know that 190 is probably pretty achievable. 190 seems to be a good goal. And then I'll know as I get closer to it if I really want it or not. Just like I was coaching, I think it was Karen in the last call, the very first person. She had always wanted to lose 100 pounds because, you know, oh, it's the Century Club and, you know, all this other stuff. She's down 85. And she's just like, I think I might be at maintenance. As you get closer to 190, and the reason why I knew she doesn't need to lose any more weight, she couldn't give me a good reason why to keep going. And her, like, I was like, well, what do you want to work on now? You know, if it's not the 15 pounds, she's like, I just really want to get stronger. Like, a lot of her goals had something to do with other things. And I was like, what if we work on that and you just move into maintenance and just realize I thought I wanted to lose 100 pounds, but I got everything I needed at 85 and I'm good.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that also helps with goals is to know that when we set a goal, you don't always have to accomplish the goal to actually have accomplished what you set out to do. So like it's like with me and running, you know, I've always wanted that 30, like I've adjusted it and like decided I don't want to do a sub 30 anymore. I like my reasons behind it. And what I've learned over the years is I accomplished the goal of I actually like running. Trying to do a sub 30 taught me the limits that I want for my body, the amount of cardio I really want to be doing. It fired up how much I love strength training. I accomplished a lot, even though I never, ever, like I've never even, I mean, I think the fastest I've even run a 5K in the last, I would say few years is like 40 minutes, 42 minutes, somewhere like that. And that's an ass kicker for me. I mean, just to get to a 35, like I'm going to have to work really hard.
But yeah, I think I was afraid to set a bigger goal considering the surgery. I was trying to do like maybe just to like 240 and then considering surgery, but like having it's helpful to even consider it all together, right? Like, okay, 190 at the end and then just have like pieces along the way. Cause you, and I have listened to when you were talking a while ago with someone about surgeries and how with surgery, your weight goes up and down with the fluids and all of that. So it'll be, you know, and it could be three surgeries over the next year, year and a half, depending on insurance, blah, blah. So I think it's helpful to have like 190 as a, cause I never thought in my life I'd ever weigh under 200. So, and I have thought about that weighing under 200, which is really amazing.
Yeah. And this is the other thing when it comes to surgery is this is what I always have to remember when I've had surgery is, even though when you have surgery, you're going to have a lot of water retention for all of you. If you ever do, especially plastic surgery, I mean, it is a butt ton. I mean, the scale for me when I have plastic surgery can go 10 pounds in a day. Like I can wake up and go to bed 10 pounds heavier and just fluid retention, especially if you have like a lot of surgeries like I've had. What doesn't change though, is like, even though the scale is acting crazy, do you know how I know if I'm getting fat or not? My habits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like when you've had surgery for about 6 months, you can't control that scale, but you for fuck sure know if you're eating like a jackass or not. At the end of like fluid retention, when the body finally stops doing that, you know what I want to have? Habits intact. What I don't want to do is be like eating like someone who is like misusing the scale.
Yeah, because then you have to compound the fluid with the habits. Yeah, that makes it worse.
I would just shut it out and just be like, it doesn't matter what's happening on the scale. Because like whenever I've had surgery, I don't weigh a lot during it because it's going to never give me real data. The only time I weigh when I've had surgery is when my doctor wants me weighing to see how much fluid I am retaining. Yeah. Because like there are times when you could be retaining too much and they want to know.
Yeah. And they might do that. Cause this, the first one's extensive. It's liposuction on the front of your legs from your groin to your ankle.
Oh God. Yeah. Like you just like, let me just tell you what's going to happen. Not only you're going to retain water, but your legs get you stretchy pants.
Yeah.
You're going to need all the stretchy pants possible. The funniest thing that ever happened to me was when I had my leg surgery, because, you know, they cut me all the way around and then they cut me like through the groin, all the way through the knees and stuff, and basically hiked up my skin and did all kinds of shit. It's very aggressive surgery. I also had my tummy done at the same time, all the way to my tits, like a major, I had the zipper. Like, and not the little cool get one line mommy lift. I got the zipper. So I look like I'm a heart patient. So it was 6 weeks after I had this surgery. And my best friend at the time, she was competing in a bodybuilding competition for women. And I wanted to go and support her because she was my lifting partner. And of course, I wasn't lifting at that point, but like, well, I was lifting up until the moment of surgery. And I wanted to go and be her support person. And I go, it's in August in Nashville, and the auditorium's air conditioning broke that day.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was an oh, no, big time. So I'm in jeans when we start. I'm okay. In the first part of the morning, because it wasn't that hot, then we had to come back in the evening. And I guarantee you, that auditorium was 100-something degrees on the inside. I'm sitting there with my mother and I'm sitting like this. And the next thing I know, I'm sitting like this because my legs had swelled so much that I was losing my circulation in my legs because the jeans were cutting me off. I had to leave. I had gained so much water in a day from being hot. And when we got in the car, I like unbuttoned it. My mom had to drive and I had to keep my legs straight and lean back as much as I could. And I mean, by the time we got to the house, I was inching the pants down because I thought I was going to blow out of them.
Wow.
So, wear you some stretchy pants for like 6 months. You're going to need
Yeah.
them. And you can't believe what the scale's going to say. You can believe what your habit, all of you can believe what the habits say, but you never can believe the scale in like little spurts. That's why I like to watch trends rather than watching the number week to week. It's like, week to week, you may or may not lose weight. Some people lose weight and then they'll have like a week where they don't and whatnot. But your overall trend should be going like this down the scale. Every single person who's ever posted their weight loss and no BS when they like track it, like, if they use Happy Scale or whatever, it's always a wavy line all the way down. But if you drew a line through it, it's going down over time. That's why it's really important for y'all to not forget your habits are actually going to be the best indicator of what's going to be happening on the scale. Like day-to-day habits will tell you what the scale is going to look like over the course of a month. If every other day you're overeating or breaking your plan and doing all kinds of shenanigans, don't be pissed when the scale doesn't go like, I'm on a stall. You ain't on no motherfucking stall if you're overeating.
If someone in my accountability group heard it somewhere and it said, it might even be from you, I don't even know, but the scale goes in the direction of my efforts.
Amen. Amen to that. And so if you're not losing, don't sit there and be mad at yourself. Get honest with yourself. There's a difference between being mad at yourself and being honest with yourself. Take a look at things. Like Candy said, like in order for her to lose weight, she's like, I know what's going on. It's snacking and drinking daily. It's like, okay. Then however many drinks you're having, have one less every day for the next month. Start there if you want to get serious. And don't tell me it ain't good enough. What's good, not good enough is sitting around half-assing and telling yourself, boo-hoo, I've regained weight. Ugh. That's not good enough. If you on the snacking side, ask yourself, what snacks can I easily give up that I know I don't need? And there won't be a complete hissy fit when I get rid of them. Start with that. Start with low-hanging fruit. Clean that shit up. Get some momentum and tell yourself, this is what progress is going to look like. And if I beat myself up, I'm like, no, that's not helpful. What is helpful is focusing on what can I do today. At some point, all of you, especially legacy members, you have to decide, where am I wasting my energy? Beating yourself up is always a waste of energy. And if you can't talk too nice to yourself, you know what you can do? Fucking shut it up when it starts. That's what I tell myself a lot. It's like, if you ain't got nothing better to say about yourself in this moment, then fucking shut up. Because my brain doesn't need to hear this to just go on and on and on. And if it takes telling yourself, shut the fuck up, like 30 times in 1 hour, I would rather you practice telling yourself to shut up 30 times in an hour than to sit there and be like, I suck. I don't ever, like, my thoughts are terrible. I can't lose weight unless I change my thoughts. You can't lose weight if you don't at least stop when you hear it. That's got to be at least stop one on the train. All right. What else do you need help with, Melissa?
Nope,
We're
that
going
is
for
it.
190.
Yep, it sounds good.
All right. Are you coming to any camps this year?
I
I know
am.
I'm okay.
Yep.
Which one?
The body one, I can't wait.
Oh my God, it's gonna be so good. I'm so glad. All
I'm
right. I'll see
excited.
you then.
All right, thank
New
you.
hotel too. It's gonna be
Oh,
exciting. I
I
know.
can't
It's
wait.
a pretty one. It's in Franklin, like south of Nashville. And then it's by a lot of good restaurants and stuff for y'all to be able to kind of get out rather than just, you know, being holed up in the hotel for 3 days with nowhere to go. You're actually close to places if y'all want to do some shopping, if you want to
Awesome.
like go eat some stuff, you're close to like my area of town where if anybody wants to go to our restaurant, you're a lot closer on this side of town and you don't have to hit traffic and stuff. And it's a beautiful car ride from there. Like literally between me, because my restaurant's just down the street, but between us and there is some of the most beautiful stretch of driving in all of this area. It is it's just beautiful. Rolling hills and cows, all the things.
I cannot wait.
All righty. See you
Thank
later.
you.
Bye-bye. Jen? Yeah, I know. A lot of people like living in the hotel, but I will tell you, this hotel's nice. It's bigger. We'll be able to have more people. There's like a little walking trail right outside. So if anybody wants to walk, they have like a nice little walking trail that you can walk around safely and stuff, which is nice because we don't really have a place to walk at the old hotel and stuff. So I think you guys will love it. Oh, yeah. Swag reveal is this Wednesday. I got my swag. I haven't even opened it yet. I need to actually open it. Jen, get yourself unmuted and let's turn that camera on. I know I need to open it. It's all taped up. Honestly, like I don't select the swag as much as I used to. They give me like the initial things. I'm like, oh, this. Like I like these things. And then they go and refine it and make it beautiful and stuff. I'm like, I can't even wait to open the damn box. Oh, and y'all will love this. So Logan needed, he was like, if I go to the airport, are they going to have like spiral notebooks that I can buy? And I said, I don't know. I was like, do you need some? He's like, yeah. He sent his notebooks to ahead. We shipped his luggage ahead of time, so he didn't have to deal with it at the airport. He took two Nobius women journals with him. So that's what he's using on the airplane. All right, Jen, what are we coaching on?
So I think it's just a thought level up that I kind of need. Just other ideas, 'cause I'm going through some big T stuff. I'm dealing with that, with a counselor
Okay.
and doing that. One thing is, that OBS has been awesome with is it's gotten me to take a lot of action. So I've quit a job. I've changed a job. I am now in the process of buying a house to get out
Good
of
for
my
you.
environment. So I'm doing a lot of actions. I've been a member for I think 3 years now,
Are you
and I've
proud of yourself?
lost, yes, because
Good.
it's like I was a carpet, I guess, for the family situation stuff.
Well,
And
I'm
now
glad.
I'm
I just
like,
wanted to make sure you're proud because you talk about it
oh
like,
yes,
I did this, I
nope.
did this, blah,
No,
blah,
it's big.
blah.
Nope, it's 100% big.
Awesome.
And I have like over 100 pounds to lose. I've lost and gained probably about 15, but I've kept usually about 8 to 10 off, and I'm okay with that because of what I've been dealing with. And I know, I think once my environment's changed, that the weight will come off more because the situation will totally change.
Well,
So
very
I'm
often,
just.
I will say that sometimes for all of you, like my coach really helps me with this. Sometimes, like, a lot of times it's our thinking, but sometimes when you can change a circumstance and know that just changing the circumstance is going to help you, we want to do it, especially if it's in our power and control to do so. So I think that's great. So what do you need help
Yeah.
with?
So it's just, I think being okay, like my intellectually, I'm like, I know it's okay for me to not have the scale go down a lot or have bounces, right? I just need some thoughts on how to make that okay with my head,
But you
knowing
just
that,
told
yes,
me
I'm,
it was okay. So why do you need
it,
help with that? You're like, I know
I
it's
don't
okay.
believe it. I don't think I believe it though,
Why
right?
is it not true that
Because
it's
I want,
okay going through what you're going through and working on big T trauma and
yeah.
setting yourself up for an environmental change that will really help you? Why is it not okay?
I think it's a patience thing. Like I want it done now. I just want everything done now,
Okay, but we
right?
know that that can happen. So why is it not
Yeah.
okay? We know what you
I can't
want.
give you, I can't give you a good reason for that.
Oh, that's interesting that you don't have a good reason why it's not okay, which means there's a big part of you on the inside that actually believes it's okay. The only time we don't, like, you have to give me a reason. Otherwise, you're just telling yourself it's not okay. And it's like, that's not even true. When I talked to Corinne, I couldn't come up with one reason why. Like, I actually have more reasons why it is okay.
And it's like I tell myself that it's okay because of whatever all this stuff. Like I've had, as I said, it's just physical, just a lot of stuff going on. And
Yeah.
I think it's just trying to find that peace and I
So
guess a
what's keeping
mantra
you
for
from
my own
feeling
self.
peaceful about it? What is the
Because I
thought?
it's safety, right? Because I'm just waiting for another shoe to drop, right? Because I've done a lot of things, but it's always been like kind of like weight loss, right? Like up and down. And I just want it stable. So
It,
I'm
but
just
you, I think
waiting.
your weight is stable right now, right?
No, it is. It's like within 2 or 3 pounds.
Okay, so tell me again, what is the problem?
There is no problem. There isn't a problem. It's my mind thinking that there is a problem, and that's the
Right, but that's what I
shitty
want to know.
thinking.
I want to know what is the problem in your mind. So I want you to think about this. This because I think we've got two separate things happening. I think you're impatient, and you tell me, like when you say, I want it now, I'm impatient for. What is that? What is that thing you're impatient for?
I like going forward and having calmness back in my life because this has been like a literally 3 year experience.
Okay. So that's
So it's
different
impatient.
that I think you're conflating these feelings with your weight loss. So what you could do is tell yourself, okay, I know it's okay that where my weight is or whatever that is, right? Like, because I think you actually believe this is okay because I've been working on all of this.
Oh, I've been doing massive changes.
Yeah, like
Like
I've been setting
that
myself
will,
up. I have been
yes.
making massive changes. I've been doing a lot of tough work. And that's why it's okay that my weight hasn't gone down yet. Or that's why it's okay that my weight is like just stable right here because I've actually been laying a lot of tough foundational groundwork to be able to get refocused on that.
Yes.
Do you believe that at all?
Yep, I do. I have an awesome accountability partner. I've been like her and I've been working, well, I've been asking her to keep me accountable for my one thing, right? Which was water, but now water's good. So I'm layering everything. So yes, I do believe that I'm making lifestyle habit changes.
So we want to keep that. And then I think the part that you're not okay with is I just want these other things that I've been setting up. I just wish they could just happen right now. Because when that happens, I think everything's going to be better. Is that kind
I
of what
do.
you're thinking?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So this I can really help with because you are going to snap all this in at some point. Like all of this stuff you've been working on is going to come to fruition, whatever those individual life pieces are. But here's what I want to tell you. Everything is not going to be fixed in that moment. And you want to remind yourself, some stuff will be better and some stuff still won't, but I know how to fix my life. That's what I'm learning. I'm learning how to change my life and I'm learning how to improve my life and stuff so that anything that this doesn't resolve, I will know what to do there. And this is the other thing I want to challenge you with. Why can't you lose some weight between now and all of this stuff coming into alignment?
Well, I still can. It
But why
it's
aren't you?
pr it's pressure in my head, right?
What's the
Because I'm trying,
pressure?
It is that, you know, I've learned to be a perfectionist in the environment that I'm in, right? So it is perfectionist thinking, which I've learned, which I'm unlearning, right?
What
And
does
I
that
know I
have to
don't
do
have
with
to
losing
be.
weight right now, though? Tell me how that, the unlearning and the space, what does that have to do with you losing some weight right now?
It's undoing thought process that I have to do everything right to lose weight, which I know is not true because I've lost weight without doing perfection, right? And I
Okay, so
know
we
that
want to
is
remind
real.
ourselves of that. Okay, but here's what I want to challenge you to do. Let's lean into perfectionism for a moment. What are the smallest of changes that you could make to get the scale to maybe go down like a half a pound a week that you could do perfectly?
Not eating something sweet at nighttime.
You could
And
do
I,
that. Wait a minute.
no, I usually don't eat after dinner. Like, that
Okay.
is
I
my
just want to make
normal.
sure because I was like,
No,
oh my God, are you starting
no,
with the hardest fucking thing and saying I could do
no.
that
If
perfectly?
I said if I was going to do that in the afternoon, that's not going to
Okay.
happen. But after
Perfect.
dinner, because I wasn't eating like something sweet or whatever after dinner, because usually I brush my teeth after dinner and I'm fine. That's my stop.
So you could,
So
all
I think
right.
that's
So,
easy enough to do.
okay. So, and then what would perfect look like in that situation? If we are going to tackle nighttime sweets, perfect looks like what to Jen?
Not doing it at all at nighttime, like 7 days a week, which I don't, which is not realistic right now. I think I have
Okay,
to.
that's why I was asking you, because you said, no, this is the one I could do. And then now you're saying it's unrealistic. So now
7 days a
what's
week is not realistic, I don't
okay,
think,
what
like
is
for me at the moment.
realistic?
I would say to decrease it by 1 to 2 times per week and
Okay.
then kind of gradually getting it down to not doing it again. Because I wasn't like historically, that usually hasn't been my MO
That's
like
all
throughout
right.
life.
But now
So,
that's just one of the things that we just want to eventually work out of our system.
yeah.
So when you now when we think, you know what? I can work on reducing it by 1 to 2 times a week. I probably could do that. That would be perfectly fine to do. What's the downside of doing it that way?
It'll take longer.
Not really. You know, it's taking a
In
long
my
time.
head, that's what will
Right.
take
No,
longer.
but that's why we got to clear up your head. All right. You've been trying to do things perfectly for how long you've been in no BS?
I've been in 3 years, but when I had first joined, I
That's all
was
right.
not perfect. Like, and I was okay with
Right.
that.
Right.
So
But
it just
it doesn't matter if
kind
you
of.
were okay with it or not. Like, you got to quit saying that. I know I was okay with that. You don't
Okay.
have to be okay, and you don't have to love it, and you don't have to hate it either. We don't even have to acknowledge it. All we have to do is say, oh, I'm wrong that I have to do things perfect. No, I'm wrong that doing it perfect takes a long time or does it takes is faster.
Yeah.
Because the reason why I asked is because you just said you're working on being a perfectionist. So for 3 years, you've probably
No,
been
I'm doing it.
hard on yourself and been a perfectionist. Just imagine if from day one until now, the whole time you were taking it incrementally, where would you be?
I would at least be halfway to my goal.
Yeah. So
At least
your
halfway.
brain, this is really important for all of you. I know what your brains like to say. It's going to take, like, it'll be slower. That is a brain's lie. And we know that because you've been here for 3 years trying to do things perfectly to the point you need a therapist and you got to unwind all this stuff. The
It's not,
perfectionism
it's,
is the long way to get someplace. Because there's
yeah.
no room for error. And when there's no room for error, guess what else is not room for?
Weight loss.
Learning.
Yeah.
No, like this is the thing for
No,
all of you.
yeah.
When there's no room for error, you're saying there's no room for learning the things that matter most. For me to be happy, to me to have an easier life. I just want to say, Jen, I think you're doing great. Like, I'm just really trying to zone in on little things for you.
That's okay.
I really think you're doing great, but I want you to be on alert for, I like need to teach myself that perfectionism, streaks, and things like that actually slow me down. Because if I don't have the capacity to rebound when something doesn't go exactly right, I go off the rails. And I want to become someone that when something doesn't go right, I recover fast. I learn. I don't beat myself up anymore. I know when I'm being hard on myself and I can stop that behavior real quick. Like, I want to become that person because those people get way far in life faster than people who are always trying to do it right.
Yeah.
Doing no, it and right that's, does only will get you so far.
I think what I've been noticing with thoughts too is that I'm catching myself and I'm not beating myself up all the time. Maybe about 30%, but not 100 anymore. So that's, I know, like, even progress. That mental changes are coming.
Yep.
If I do go off the rail with a binge, it's where I stop. It's not open and open. Or I create guardrails of like smaller packages that I have to get up and go get. But at least I'm noticing triggers and behaviors and can bring it back.
If you hadn't made that progress, where do you think you'd be right now?
I probably would not still be in no BS. I don't think. But
besides that, where would your weight be?
Oh, it'd be a lot higher.
Yeah. So you are getting there faster.
That's a good way to look at that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you had kept your perfectionistic attitude about all these things,
I would have given up on myself.
Yeah. That's why it would have taken, it's going to take you longer. So you're starting to see like, oh, like I've already stopped the bleeding of like gaining like lots of weight. I've already stopped the bleeding of this stuff. I've already done that. So if I start thinking about like, I wonder if while I'm working on this other stuff, what would the small changes look like? What would be the little improvements I could make? I'm already starting to see that these improvements are making this progress. I bet if I do more smaller things, that will help me make even more progress. Progress happens faster when we keep moving forward, not because we're going forward without mistakes. When we have no capacity for things to go wrong, we force ourselves to go backward.
Yeah. Yeah. That is.
And you have a lot of proof of that.
Yeah.
So when your brain wants, that's again, just one of those moments when your brain is just saying like, this is going to take longer. Like, not really. The long way about it is the way that I used to do it. I'm already starting to see the progress. So things are
happening. I think I'm seeing progress more, not necessarily on the scale right now, like in different habits, but in being willing to make life changes. So my whole life changes for the better. And to me, like, that is really good. I just get frustrated about the scale, but I don't bastardize the scale. When I step on it, it does not mean that my self-worth is based on a number, right? I just get irritated that it's not going down. But I also know it does go down because it went down a pound this week. So it does go down. Right. It's just, I think, you know, what you have said to a lot of us, and no more like over quite a lot of time too, is keep reframing that brain. And if you have to do it 1,000 times a day, then it's 1,000 times a day. That thought's not going to go away.
Yeah. Just keep working on it. Just, I think,
normalizing.
I think you're just such on a good path. Like, sometimes I just get a sense from people that they are putting so many good things in place for themselves based on changes they're making. Like, you're just making some changes in your life, which, you know, I think is always great. When we can change things to make life better, we should. You know, we shouldn't not do that. You don't want to just try to outthink every little thing.
No,
I
there's
think you're
action.
also,
There has to be action.
Yeah. And then I think there's times where we're like, we also are noticing, like, this is where I get in my own way, just in my head. These are the things that are like tripping me up. These are the things that are slowing me down. Like my perfectionism slows me down. Like these things are the things that are slowing me down. And you're making those pivotal changes also. I can almost smell when someone is fixing to come back in 6 months or something and say, remember that coaching call we had? You won't believe what's happened since then. I feel like you're going to be one of those people because I'm just seeing you're just laying too many good foundational changes in your life to not reap some rewards soon. Okay. Oh, so just keep doing what you're doing.
Perfect. Thank you. And I will come back in 6 months and just, even if it's ask coaches to update.
Yeah. Let us know how it's going. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. That's it for today. We are late as usual. Does Grant ever end anything on time? It's like, I start on time, but I do end camps on time. I'm pretty good about getting y'all out there. So I know that y'all usually got drinking to do and talking about me behind my back and some crying and laughing and vulgarity usually. So I'll let y'all out for that. Y'all have a good one. I will see y'all on Wednesday. Otherwise, and be working on, remember, this month is about leveling up our thoughts. Be looking for every little opportunity you have to be thinking about what are little bitty thought switches that I can make to make this moment feel a little lighter, a little easier, a little better, or just, if nothing else, can I just tell myself, no, I refuse to talk to myself like this, or just tell where you have just a little compassion, like, this is normal. I knew I was going to think like this. This is not a surprise anymore. I do not need this to go away. I just need to do this whenever this thought comes up. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.